What's up, everybody? It's T-Love for T-Love 365 on this Monday, March 12th, 2018. I hope everybody had a great weekend, to get you started for a great week. For me, last Friday, this past weekend, I was at the Ice Bar and Grill where I am. I DJ there, and we had a great time. Shout out to all my birthday people that came in. I forgot the zodiac sign. I want to say it's Aquarius. I don't want to be wrong, but I want to say it's Aquarius. So shout out to everybody who celebrated their birthday this weekend. Saturday, we was down at Central City Park here in Macon, Georgia for the Heavy Hitters first annual. The Heavy Hitters first annual softball shootout. And it had over 60 teams. Shout out to my man, David Peck, and his wife, Crystal Jones Peck, and the whole staff down there. They did the damn thing. I want to say that. I've never seen so many teams. I had the opportunity to spin live on the second part of that day, and then we had a great time. Just when you thought it was spring, boom, winter let you know that, winter lets you know that I am still here. It's about 38 degrees this morning with some high winds, man. So hoping that you're wrapping up right here in Macon, Georgia. It's a little cold out here this morning. So for the Monday, I hope that everybody has got some great rest and just got some good things to look forward to, some great things to look forward to. I hope that everybody has taken the time out to write down their goals, taking the time out to reflect on the past, but don't stay there. Reflect on the past, move forward in the present so you can get ready for the future. And I just want to leave a relationship tip out there. I know a lot of people are still, you know, struggling with the dating scene, or some who may be in the dating scene and just looking for those answers. And I just want to just give my little take on it. I've made mistakes in the past, and it's things that I reflect on. And now being at my age, I look forward to building with someone and just really, really harnessing in a legacy. So I wanted to give you this relationship tip on your Monday. If you are going to date, if you're going to really settle down, I encourage you to settle down with somebody who is like-minded, somebody who you can build with. You know, if you fall sick, can that person take care of you? And if you have children, can they take care of your children as well? That's a big question. Some of the times we don't ask the pertinent questions that we need to ask when we're dating and when we're searching for that relationship. And you need to really ask yourself, are you ready for a relationship? Are you ready for the commitment that you think that you're desiring? You know, and when being in a relationship, it's a lot of sacrifice. It's a lot of giving and there's a lot of take. So if you're a selfish person, and a lot of times you're not wrong for being selfish. That's just where you've been at. But if you're not a giving person and if you're not willing to compromise on certain things, then you may not need to be in a relationship just yet. But like I said, ask those pertinent questions. You know, this is Women's Month where we celebrate our women. But it's also National HIV and AIDS Awareness for our women in America and just worldwide. Women are suffering from this disease, and a lot of times, you know, when we talk about relationships, we fail to talk about the things that really, really matter, like, are we taking care of ourselves? STDs, HIVs, are we getting tested? You know, we ask the silly questions about what's your color, what's your favorite color, what do you like to eat, what do you like to do when you're dating, but are you asking those pertinent questions about health and about wealth? What's your debt? You know, what kind of debt are you in? You know, that don't be getting all in my business. No, I want to know because I want to know who I'm building with. So we have to ask those questions. We have to ask those pivotal questions that really pick the brain of the individual who you're deciding to spend your time, your money, your effort, your energy, and everything else in between with. So I will leave on that note. Just know who you're dating. Know the status of the person who you with, and continue to grow in health and in wealth. This is T-Love for T-Love 365. I hope you enjoy your Monday. Listen, go get it. Whatever you aspire to do, go get it. Write it down. Write the vision. Make it plain, okay? Make it so plain that even a child can see the dream and embody the dream and then one day be great. It's T-Love 365. Enjoy the rest of your day. And I'm gone. Follow me on Instagram at I am T-Love.